You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JB podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JB, your top of the health and mindset coach in the world. And what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Thank you so much for being here for this great week of podcast. So appreciate you guys. And I love you guys so much. What I want to talk about today is vision and a vision board. Like, what does that mean to have a vision? Like, have you really thought about what your vision is for your life and what you really want it to look like? Or are you caught into the day-to-day trying to get that next bit of money, whether it's crypto or business or just trying to survive? And if we're operating in survival mode, it blocks our ability to see a vision or blocks our ability to see who we truly are. And what you truly are is a beautiful being that is here to express your true, unique gift to the world. That's what you are. And what I encourage you to do is start to create a vision. So what is a vision board, right? A vision board is sitting down either with your family or by yourself quietly and imagining how you want your life. Right? And you take that imagination and you start to print out pictures. Or for me, it's kind of transitioned from pictures now to writing. The writing feels a little bit better to me. I put on a board, I write on a board and the cardboard things, whatever you're called. And it's basically your imagination and go as big as you can or as big as you can think. Don't limit yourself. What you're proving to yourself is that what you're putting on that board can be accomplished. That's what you're doing. You're saying, hey, listen, if you can think of it, it can be created, okay? Now, your responsibility in this is to believe that that's possible. What if I told you that your responsibility and your only responsibility in the moment is to believe that it's possible? Then from that point, when you believe that it's possible, your job is to walk in faith. So now you have this vision, you're writing down your goals, you're staring at the vision. I'm tapping on the wall right now, you're staring at the vision. And your job now is to believe in your fucking heart so deep that that's possible. But here's another thing. Once you believe it's possible, the more you can connect to the feeling of it being completed and then stepping in faith that all things being presented to you are for you and for the greater good of your goal, that's called faith. We're making it too complex. But remember, faith without works is foolish. So you have to take action. You have to step. You have to move. You have to work. You have to study. You have to do things that are in alignment with your goals. So you have to do your part. Let God do his part and you do your part. Your part is to create the vision, to connect to the field, knowing that it's already been created, because if you can think it, it can be accomplished. Your job is to connect to the feeling that already exists. Your job is to get to work and let God play out everything else. Now, sometimes it may look like it's falling apart, but it's actually coming together because that's what God needed to remove from your life. God needed to remove that from your life so you could get to where you want to go because you're truly connected to the feeling and frequency. But we cannot be fickle. We can't be back and forth. We can't be up and down. We have to be stern. We have to be processed. We have to be purpose-filled. We have to be faithful. And we have to move in the direction of our goal. Now, what if it doesn't look exactly like you want it to? That means that's not the way it was supposed to be. Your goal and your vision is the only thing you can do. From that point on, you have to let it all play out. So what I want you to do this weekend is I want you to create a vision for your family. I want you to create a vision board. Can you do that for me? Please create a vision board for your family. Do it with your kids. Create a vision. But more than that, create a vision and connect to the field. And after that, know that it's possible and that your faith, and all you have is the faith of a mustard seed. And then have the faith and then step in that faith every single day, one foot in front of the other. I just want to tell you that I believe in you. I believe in you. And I'm telling you from experience, guys, this stuff is so, manifestation is so unbelievably real. I am living and breathing and walking it and feeling it right now. And I want you to feel the same, but I know what you may be feeling right now. But JV, I know you are in and out. You believe and then you don't. You create the vision and then you don't step in faith. You start to believe and then somebody tells you something differently. You start to believe and then your ex tells you this. No, you are, you will, you must, you will never give up. Say it with me. I am powerful. I am powerful. I am strong. I am strong. I am worthy. I am worthy. I am worth it. I am worth it. And then put that I am on the back of it. So create the vision, do your I am affirmations, develop that faith by connecting to the feeling, and then get out there and get to work. Warriors, rise, get your shit together. Let's go.